faccio questa ricompagnia, ma perché poi forse per essere venuti dei sogni sono mattinati, ma si è attivati un po' di più. Thank you, Mark, for standing, for America, for the blessing to be here on this Thursday. I think to do a last day to the post and the yellow and I had a few sheets ago because I don't think I remember everything I want to say. I'm just seeing if I can finish it. Yes. Okay. To me, it's something important for me and Benny. We obviously prepare for communion and we actually make communion after worship time in Bonn. And if you don't get your devotions, it will be difficult, I guess, to hear, to go through, but it's difficult. More about somebody's needs in the plane with you, or in the bus with you. Or would you like to maybe go and help her or him to clean the apartment or house? Or would you like to maybe die for them to be with God in heaven? I didn't tell you who are the people. It might be your drug dealer. Drug dealer who spread drugs all over the stage. Maybe this guy or this woman made a big car accident being drunk. Would you die for them? And we're seeing Babylon, which what is in the sun for me to accept that he is good and he died for all of us. He didn't die just for just certain people. He didn't die just for those who need to become perfect first and then become conscious and make him die for them. But he died for everybody, for all of us. And he made life for us and for all who accepted, cost for him his life on earth. It cost for him to become a regular man, to go down from the heaven and to go down to the earth, and to even die on a heavy cross with a shameful death. And if you look at us, we are not perfect people. I guess we are not just as you get. Yeah, but we're not perfect people, and the Lord helped us to stay courageous, to help us to go to God and to follow Christ is the idea that when we are with Him, we feel different. We don't feel more, we don't feel more as big sinners or people who just use us. And I heard a story or legend about one guy who traveled from Europe to space, and he brought many presents for his wife. It was jewels and books. Jewelry. And he was stopped in the airport enough to declare everything to bring into space. And especially that one to take through all this jewelry. And what got people's attention and what they asked to prepare the meeting is specifically for payment. And he was surprised right at the beginning. And the jeweler who was in the airport said to him, okay, I will pay for $10,000 and no duties at all. He said, whoa, $10,000. Wait, I don't pay duty. I need to go with the present to my family. But then he went to a different jewelry. And he opened him $25,000. That was my offer. when I told him, well, he asked why so much money. I bought it in the market in Europe. And the jeweler said it's not a kind of camera. And he said, let's be looked in the microscope. And on that pendant, he noticed, and he was talked to them more, which was his dad. He might grew up visiting from Bonaparte. It's all about that, basically. We are just simple people. We don't look great and amazing, but we all have somebody we belong to, and we do belong to Bonaparte. And because of us being belong to Jesus, we get different value. And it's difficult probably to sleep, by the way, and to value yourself, to think about yourself differently than maybe we get used to think. But that is just what that call us to do. And thank you for being such a direct message for people who become better folks, but for all of us. Thank you so much that you love us. And thank you for the best. We want to appreciate it every day. And to accept it as you want us to do. This one here is what is going on in Russia and how life is there. And the little presentation that has lots of support for it. Yes, but we try to go through it quickly. So we have an insurance in place. We're pretty cold, but life still exists. And different, the most important thing about the city is there are, since we can recruit these 200,000 students per year. A lot. And the really got used to the city as well. And so, love it. Yeah, and we love the
church. I have an amazing church. That is growing and thriving. This is our church birthday. It was 23rd birthday that we just celebrated in the fall. And, we really celebrated it. to put a lot of dreams together and really do things that, if you think of a family reunion, that's what we do. This is a house church that we have in our apartment. There are about 10 different house churches that meet throughout the city every Sunday except for the first Sunday of the month. This is what we have at the beginning, those in our house church. And so we meet from about 11 to about 2 or 3 and have one church in the middle. And we have all the house churches do something similar to what we have as well. And then dinner meeting is when all house churches come together.
Yeah, and we're responsible for sharing for community ministry and church for student ministry. And it's impossible to do ministry with youth without team. So we have a great team. We hope to grow.
And that is a part of our team.
Yeah, this is very good. I love that. And, we will show what happens. So Thursday is the time when we make free dinner for students and invite Bowers from Prost to preach and make some kind of Bible lesson. Also, we just work on fellowship between people to say bye to each other, to come out somewhere. We love sports, we love to ride bikes, and to just go to some kind of picnic. To do that with people. Also, we love to play frisbee. I'm excited about it. It's sport very good for fun because we have lots of spectators and we get to know these people and become good friends. And after that, we can invite them to church.
And I also like how frisbee, because it's kind of around the dormitory. People that it's another draw for people that are non-Christian, like all of these events, right? To see what we're doing, to join us, to get to know us, and suck in and bring the good.
three, I'm going to have to give you guys three of the board games we'll have to play. I know it's in board games, and this is also the time when we become better friends. And now we can invite them to church to speak about gospel. And we have to make some kind of parties. As you see, this is the moon party. And students are always hungry, so we know about it. Prepare in advance.
Mm-hmm.
And this time told students that we are not just people who live in tents, calling them Christians, but we love to spend great time together, to have lots of fun. This is our teenage role in this chapter. We will talk about this chapter later. And we really love to dance, to sing, to play games, to make this time memorable.
Yeah, so we do events like parties also. That's another way for people to get to know us a little bit better. We have people that come to us from Harvard University. So you see, here's the last intern from Harvard, and then these two came before, and they decided to stay. So here, I think it's going to be the third year, because they're currently teaching English, so September, that will be the third or fourth year,
mm-hmm.
I don't remember. But they are still in town, and they help us with English Club, they help with a lot of different things. English Club, because it's a foreign country, they're all in English, so we are like the worms on the hip.
They become kind of international because we have different students from South Africa, from India, China, everywhere. We are surprised.
Yeah, and so we've had we've got the 40 sometimes it's about 40, so that's when we're 25. And we have all different topics, all these new things. And every once in a while, we will have a topic about faith or about something about that. But every single time, we try to invite them to church. So yes, we do this for free because we're Christians, because we love you, and we love you because they love you. And that's what we do for them. And this is, so this is our last intern from Harvard City. We just did not have another intern coming this spring, but we've had them come for about 4 years already. And this is another one of Emily's case, which is singing in a choir. This is a kind of conference for singing. I was born in December. He's written, he's a composer, he's written a lot of songs in Russian, we sing a lot of his songs. Yes, we have an acapella and half of instruments. And we sing at different events. This is like the Christmas party, I think. And
to make you to participate more in music, we every month, every single out of here, just a bit of it to spend time together, to challenge each other, to inspire each other. We learn to come, to help, and people prepare our lessons, and it's a very good time, very memorable time. And after that, we source even harder. Yeah, and the better studies. We come from the studies.
And so, Emma's very dedicated here from after the kids go to bed. We'll leave for the night to have Bible study. That's another late night Bible study.
We can pray with people, right?
Yeah, so, these are the 10 people that we have Bible studies with that are not Christians yet. So, please pray for these people that they will come to get set. So, there's a bullet who's on time. And he's been with us for quite a while. He's a really stubborn skeptic, but he's still kind. And so there's another character.
It's a beautiful album to put to
And come back. And then here's Mary, this is Olivia. She's very interested in the Bible. She's already read all the New Testament and preached the Christ in English. And she's just really a hungry person. He's still baptizing one of the guys that we just recently became a Christian. We've had the two baptisms recently. This one is just before Lenten. So this is in December. This is December. This is the
So we'll talk more about Galina later. She's a very special person for us, and she's the oldest student. Yes, she is.
So yeah, this is like a baptism. So we baptized them in a kind of like a sauna, and then they have that very cold water pool in the sauna.
Very cold. Yeah, and then our last question time was our mom's group in the swimming.
Yeah, we just did my best friends in college. So we have the mom's group, we have about 70 kids in the church. Equals a lot of moms, but they're Christian. And we have different conferences or retreats for each group of people in the church as much as we can. So for moms and for leaders, for youth, for everybody, that was for the moms. But this is Lucy's birthday, all the kids are going. And so, so our family is growing, being really our family is growing, and we love coming to visit our family here, my parents, and all of you, you all also.
Few words about Galina. You know, we have prayer requests, and we want to pray with you guys, pray to pray for our family to go through the ministries, because we have challenging, because of lack of time, and also we have problems with government. You know, to go through this fight, because government doesn't make life. For attention, for patience,
as you see these babies in the church, I was one of those. I grew up in this church, so this church is really, really special to me. And I really just feel the love and support from all of you, and really, really thankful.
The government doesn't help us to help people like, because they always require us to sign some documents to make sure that people who come to church are aware that we are at the service. And if somebody will say, for example, that again, it's not easy church, we might go back to church. Because we lose the documents. We still don't want to make a difference with this law. And Galina, she is here. She was at the store, but she is trying to become aware. She is the one for Saturday nights and here. And she decided, since you guys want to support the Saturday, we'll be very thankful and we hope to see a good boy in there.
Well, she's the mom of her two kids. Her son is directly above her, and then her daughter is there someplace. But they live at the church office. And they're really struggling financially. So she needs help to pay for her tuition. Otherwise she won't be able to do it.
Yes, we are running away of time, so we can stop here if you want. Or if you want to keep going. Run. Okay. So we have a question. Go back a little bit because when I ask questions, I mean that you're all asking questions of self. What is that? What is it? It's true that fewer and fewer, where fewer and fewer people want to become a missionaries, and why do we start to think more rationally and have less risk in our life, less steps in faith and trust, and we think a bit about it, and about me personally, sometimes I feel that we won't be able to take care of everything in our life, or maybe sometimes not really, we go through this time sometimes, and probably because also the same things. But for us to be missed, what is the way for us to Okay. So the way for us to go for it is to think about two important words in Greek language. I didn't know this word. I thought the word God's word in the Bible, and maybe we heard about these Greek words. One of them is logos, the other is rhema. And speaking about logos, you heard this word, you can use it on first John, first chapter, when the Bible says about some kind of word. But in Greek, you can just look here to know more where else we see the word logos in the Bible, which is translated in American Bible as a God's word. But in that, we saw more about what rhema, what rhema means. And rhema from the Greek language means not just speaking the word which was spoken by God, but through the Bible, but also the word that God can speak through situations, through Holy Spirit, when He guides you somewhere with the answers and questions you might not find in the Bible. And this is what's called rhema. We always try to ask God to speak to us through rhema, the situation, the Bible. And you can also find, you can also get God's rhema, God's word, even when you read the Bible. But the next slide, we understand that it takes our attention, it takes our minds to work through and to consider the Bible. And to lead us to see the interesting part I found recently is that in verse 19:4:4, in American Bible, what you read is, but he answered and said, it's about this. If man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, which means rhema, in original language, we will see next slide, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You see, it's still not clear here, but the Greek language goes right above the English, and if you open the Bible right here, what it says that word, it goes rhema. The same word I am trying to describe at my talk about. So this was about God's rhema. The other verse which says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, in Romans 10:17. You also can see that in the same place where it says God's word, here, you see the same root, rhema. Which means this word doesn't always mean when we open Bible and we get that's when say that's word by the way. It's when we open Bible and we need to concentrate our mind and to let God speak through Bible to us. Because be honest. Sometimes we open Bible and we didn't get anything. Just read God's words from a white paper. Nothing. You just hold it, go to work, maybe it reminds you something you learn on Sunday, remind you of something you heard before, but it doesn't help you hard, doesn't make changes, doesn't influence on your life, doesn't make any progress. But when you ask God to talk through this word as his word rhema, then it changes everything. And as I said before, it's very important to concentrate your mind. Okay? When you concentrate your mind like that, you might not get anything from God. You're just doing many things at the same time, whether reading the Bible, watching TV, answer on a phone call, maybe even driving. Scary, huh? Yeah. And so that's what will change our minds only when we fully give full attention to it and ask God to speak to us. And I found also the Lord would describe what man can think and what God can say. Because if you see in the first passage, it is about what people said. Jesus already died, he already went to heaven, and people said, okay, what do you do? I'm going to go with you. And he went, and people even said, oh, right, good idea, let's go with you. We didn't do so for a while. Yeah, but finally, we see that Jesus came and promoted John 15, in St. John 21, 17. And Jesus says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And Peter was hurt because he was asking for him. And he said, "Lord, you know all things, you know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Man, stop eating, because you need to feed my sheep." And the living narrations, the next verse is not here, but it's even better. So he said, "Leave the network." Those are me. Yeah, and they followed him. And that passage also shows that Jesus wanted us to listen to him and let him speak the Bible to us and follow his commandment for us not just to have a rational way of mind, set of mind, but to go and find people, go and become better people for their good, for them to be saved, for them to find place where they hope.
It was the Word of God's rumor that called me to worship. Just went on a 2.5 month trip and during that time I did really hear through God's Word, through circumstances, through just Him speaking directly to my heart, through the Holy Spirit, and He wanted me to live in that time. And God kind of, we said a very wild God, not coming at all. And following Him can take you many places. But you are all in a position to be listening like here as well. And listening to God's voice, His name, saying He can call you to be His hands and feet to the Lord forever.
I want you to find something that will love you in the church, and we want you to worship Him with who you are and what you can, what you have. That means help start working more, and I am sure that will bless you quite more than the rest of people around you. And because in the past, I want you to listen to God, help you find your calling, for God to help you to do what He's calling for. And I know that the past sometimes stops us from serving more, past stops us to do more, but it didn't. That we not stop it up from bringing that for people and to realize that. And to that right.
God is inside of your heart and He's active in your life and He's constantly changing you. You are a light to the world. You shine Christ, we need to abide in Christ as we become in Christ. And if you do that, then the world can see that hope that you have. That our hope is in Jesus. And that we have this intercourse of souls. It's obvious to everybody.
Yeah, I want to hear those words with Paul's Peter said to the disciples. Grace to you and peace be multiplied in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Thank you so much for your patience, thank you.